Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Moving farm equipment on the highways is essential for farmers in this day and time. Michael Oliver with Seven Springs Farms says safety is always a priority when they move farm equipment from one field to another.
The number one thing is we want to be safety for the human life. I mean, that's we have employees and then the public. We got to be safe for the public. And so when we head out down the road, you know, we have an escort in front and try to be as visible as possible and give them much room, try to have the escort vehicle out in front. That way he has room to slow down before he sees the piece of equipment and, you know, have flashing lights and flags or whatever we may need and to just make everyone aware of what's going on.
Oliver says meeting other drivers on the highway can be challenging for tractor and combine operators.
A lot of people are very courteous and they pull over, but a lot of times they'll pull over right across from a mailbox or they'll pull over in a someone's driveway, which is great. We appreciate that, but they don't realize that that piece of equipment is wide, you know, and they pull over and they don't realize there's a mailbox across the road or a sign or a big culvert or ditch, mm-hmm. and then they get aggravated at us when we can't get over.
He adds, sometimes the operator cannot get a tractor or a combine off the road to meet other vehicles.
These roadways are on the shoulders of these roads are soft. You know, these tractors weigh a lot of weight. They're a lot of weight. Some of them 30, 40, 50,000 pounds. And if you get over very much off the road, it'll just pull you right off if the bank's your shoulder's soft.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer's different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
With tobacco harvest underway and corn shelling starting very soon, Oliver says drivers need to be cautious on the roadways.
Keep an eye out and just know at this time of year, you're going to run into someone. There's, you know, we're in rural America and there's going to be someone moving up and down the road. And a lot of people go by GPS and they look at the GPS and say it's going to be 22 minutes to get to work. Well, GPS doesn't realize you're going to run into a combine or a tractor or something like that, and that's going to slow you down.
He adds, a little patience goes a long way when you get behind some farm equipment on the road.
If they'll just give us time to get over, we're going to get off the road as soon as possible. And you see us pull over, we're visibly looking for a safe place. You know, we don't want to flag someone around and it be in a bad spot.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.